Learning Masech, the Sukkah, the Aftesimun days. The Gemara here, the Mishnah says that someone makes a Sukkah tachasim l'kul asa b'techa b'ayis, and the Gemara says it's dafka when the Sukkah is, when the Ilan, I mean, is sil samu mechamasef, the Ilan is cham samu mitzilasa, then you don't have the problem of Sukkah tachasim, and the Gemara says it dear, because the Mishnah says, k'il asa b'techa b'ayis, what does it say? It should say psula, elamai, ki b'ayis, has to be sil samu mechamasef. And then the Gemara says, "Kasha v'chamsa v'chamsa mumitzlasa mehavik amitzdayv schach pasul badli schach kasha." And the Gemara answers, "B'shechafta." Now, what exactly is the kasha of the Gemara in the Teretz of the Gemara? Is a big shaila in the Rishonim. Negei seidis tekehil chasukah b'negei the schach. We'll go through that. The Ikar the Shia is just really going to be on this: that what's the Gemara's kasha amitzdayv schach pasul badli schach kasha. What's the Gemara's teretz v'shechavtam, and what comes out the halachal lemaisa based on that? Rashi's loshin, k'mitzdayim eschach pas v'aris kakashi, Rashi's loshin is, u'mahani tzeh le'ilon le'tzeh le'sach l'hashlim tzilosa shel ha'sukkah. That loshin is very klor mashma, that the problem is because the tzeh le'ilon is working together with the tzeh le'sach to complete the tzeh of the sukkah. Not everyone holds that way, but Kamim Farshim learn up the Rashi that the Pshat is like this. The Tzeh L'Schach itself is not Tzil Simruba. The Tzeh L'Ilan is being mashlim the Tzeh L'Schach to make it Tzil Simruba. Now Taisus says it's clear. Shittus Taisus is, Taisus says, if the Sukkah Tachzil is M'Sechachas Chiroi, Shet Tzil Shmim Chamzil, Loi Mestambish Shet Yipasol Shem Tzir Schach Pasol. The Cheshagas Leil Apasol, Akate Tzil Simruba. Taisus holds it's a Svarah. If you have a good kasher or sukkah, what's the difference if you have schach pasul? Why if you have schach kasher? Why should the schach pasul be any problem? The case of it is that the tzilsim ruba is only because of the pasul. So that's the first shita. That the problem with kamitztarif is because you don't have enough schach kasher. So making an akimta that the sukkah here that we're discussing does not have tzilsim ruba on its own. It needs the Ilan to be mashed into it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be any problem. If the Sukkah would be Tzil Simruba on its own, there's no problem of an Ilan. There might be a problem of Sukkah, Tacha, Sukkah, but there's no problem of an Ilan that's Cham Simruba at all. And Taiz brings two rayas. One raya is from Mishnah Leida Makaris Akasa B'Shbudim, that there it's Mavur, if there's half Schach, half Shbudim, it's Kasher. So even though you have Schach Pasul, but since you have enough Schach Kasher, from the Skach, it's Kasher, and the other Raya is from the Gemara earlier in the Avdalid, with the Hutzin, if you have a Sukkah that's above 20, and the Hutzin are going to Teich Chaf, if the Hutzin is still Simruba, it's Kasher, even though you have a lot of Skach above 20, Vais says it doesn't passel. But other Rishayim hold not the way. The Rishayim hold that the Sukkah in the Mishnah, Sukkah, Sukkah is Mashma, a complete Sukkah. Not mashma that the sukkah is being working b'tziruf the ilan. Ha'is is the kasa tachas ilan south of the sukkah. It's a sukkah k'sher of tzil simruba, and still there's a psul of mitzdarif. Now, why don't you taka say the svara that who needs the schach pasul? She mitzdarif the schach kasha. What's the problem? Why should the schach pasul shdarif? So the two malchim and the rishayim why? The balamar says it's totally what came first. The way he understands the svara is when you have a sukkah of schach kasha and then you add to it schach pasul, it wouldn't pasul. Because even if it wouldn't be, there will be a sukkah, right? But if you have it first the sukkah of schach pasul, so it stells the vek, the sukkah is a pasul sukkah. Now you put on schach kasher. If you don't remove the schach pasul, it's the schach pasul that made the sukkah because it came first. The schach kasher is not going to be makshirit. So whichever one comes first wins. If the schach pasul is first, the pasul sukkah, and the schach kasher is not makshirit. If the schach kasher is first, it's the kasher sukkah, and the schach pasul would not be makshirit. That's the balamah. But Rav Yishenim hold that the Rosh brings down the Riva, Mishem the Rav Yom, and the Marichah brings down Rav Shimshim Mikutzi, and the Ran and the Ridva hold this way, that it depends what's on top. Whichever's on top, that's the real schach. Whatever on bottom becomes bottle to the top. The top is what makes the shade. The schach on the bottom, it's not making shade, because there is no sun for it to block. It's already blocked from the top. That's the Svara. So, Mel, you don't have the kasha of Makaris the Basa of Yeshudim. There it's not on top. If it's side by side, then I've added the Skach Pasul on Pasul. But the Skach Pasul on top of the Skach Kasha, that's a psul. And Taisus Kasha from Mutzin, that the answer is because the Malam Michav is not really considered possible. But that we'll speak about in the next year. So these are the three Shitas. Taisus, well, leave that Rashi. Rashi shall somebody else. Taisus holds that the case of Mistayim Schach Kasha is only when the Schach Kasha on its own is not Tzilsim Ruma, and you're having the Schach Puzzle helping it out, being Mashlim the Shia of Tzilsim Ruma. The Balamar holds it depends which came first, and Rav Yishayim hold it depends what's on top. And Shulchan Aruch brings down only two of the days. It brings down the first day, the day of Taisus, that once you have Tzilsim Ruma on its own, the Chamtzim Ruma won't passel. It brings down the other day that if it's on top, it passels. Now the Gemara says v'shechavata. So the different pshat in the Yishayim, what's the pshat chavatan and why it works? And it depends a little bit on what you hold about the first shaila. When do you say mitzdarim schach pasul by the schach kasha? Rashi says hishbol enough of lamata muravim schach kasha ve'enirim be'en. You lowered chavata means lowered, but you lowered it and you mixed it with the schach kasha, and you can't see it by itself. Uschach kasha rovim avatle demidereisa kol mili batal beruba. By deraisa is a din that everything is batal beruva. It sounds like it's a regular din of roiv of kol atera kula. The Ran and the Ritva, they both read ice, it's not. They say it's not the din of Bittul Shari Surim. She'ein lach isser sh'adli machal atir v'lamed alav she'i batul. If they have an isser which a person could go and see it and notice which one it is, it won't become batul. The Ritva also says, Lashin, if it's yachal is bar, it can't become batul. Bittul is, there's no way you could separate the ingredients so it becomes batul. Well, you don't know which one's the isser, which one's the heter, it becomes batul. But here you could separate it. You know which ones. I mean, if you look clearly, you'll be able to see which one is from the tree and which one is from the schach. So how's it shaykh that it's batul? Not so clear. What's pshat and Rashi? Sounds like a Rashi. I would say pshat and Rashi is that einich lami by food, you really wouldn't have such a bittul. But the sight of bittul b'raiv is that when you have one big taruvis, you're going to go b'saraiv. In a taruvis, the miyat loses its identity to the raiv. So here by schach, what makes a teruv is a little different than mechalas asuris. L'mais, it's one big schach, it's all together, you don't see it as two different schachs. So mamela, even though you could be mevar in that, but by schach, the pshat is it is one schach, and the schach v'din basarayv, it would be called the kasher schach b'cholias. No, chvesnisht. That's the chayr pshat and Rashi, that there's an imbitul b'rayv. There's a kasher which the Rishayim already has. The Bach brings this kasher from the Maron Chai and the Aguda. So at the end of Simon Tav Rishchavav, if it works as bittul, why isn't there a din of aim of al and isla l'chatchila? Normal, right, you have the ilan, you have the schach, and here you're going and you're taking the ilan and you're mixing it with the schach. Why is there a problem aim of al isla l'chatchila? If chavatan would be a different thing, maybe it wouldn't be a kash. If chavatan is a parsha of a din bittul, like Rashi says, why isn't there a din of aim of al and isla l'chatchila? So he brings two terutz in the Mardechai. One terutz is that it's before Yantiv, it's not Issu yet. So the Taz said, because it is a Meyudik Echidish. Let's say, you're cooking for Pesach, Kashal of Pesach, and Chametz gets mixed in, you have a Chametz ingredient gets mixed in, and it's not Batul B'Shishim. The din is, Chametz before Pesach, Balach, Balach, is Batul B'Shishim. But if it's not Shishim, it won't be good. You're allowed to add Kashal of Pesach food, and be Mavatul the Chametz B'Shishim, even L'Chatchila. Just like we're saying by the sukkah that there's no problem v'im v'al nisachilah because before yantiv is not is yet, who are dim by chametz? There'll be no problem v'im v'al nisachilah. It's before pesach, it's not chametz yet. As I state in the Taz here, simin taf reish chavav sifkat and base. But that's the first step. It's no problem v'im v'al nisachilah because it's not us yet. It's not sukkahs. So it's right. Come to us if you want to do this on chalamayid, there'll be a problem. But the other pshat is that the din of aim of Alas Achil is a din derabanan. So when you're doing it for your personal use, then the rabbanan are geyser. When you're doing it for a mitzvah, mitzvah's lav lanis nidnu. It's not for your personal use, you're not really being nana from it. So Melech Hazal were in geyser to be mevatel iser if the purpose is not your hana, the purpose is the mitzvah. Those are the two teretzim from the Rishayim. And the Taz adds a teretz that he holds even on Yantif, you kind of have the first teretz because it's not an iser. It's just that you're not yetzer with it. When you have a food which is treif, which is us, you can't be mevatel it. Here, there's nothing wrong with the tree. You just can't be yetzer with the tree. So, Mela, it would not shaykh, it's not an iser. Those are the three terutzim why it's not shaykh and not listen to chachila, either because it's before yantiv, so it's not us yet, or because the din is a din derabana, they weren't geizer when you're not being nanim and mitzvah slav. And it's dinu. Or it's bechal not called an issa, it's just not yaitz in the mitzvah sukkah. But this is all according to Shita Stasis and Rashi, that the Yisayda Davar is that we're talking about a sukkah which is Chaim Simruba on its own. It needs the Schach Pasul to become Tzil Simruba. Therefore, you need Bittul. So that's what we're discussing. It's a Shayach Bittul. It's a Dinim Val Neskhila. But Lachay Devart is Bittul. But the Rishayin that hold that we're discussing the Schach was a Tzil Simruba. We're discussing the Schach which is Tzil Simruba. And what was the problem? The problem was the Schach Pasul on top is going to be Mevatalit. So as long as you bring it down, you mashput, you put it on the same level. So then Lechaira, there won't be any Schach Pasul anymore. So Lechaira should be good with any Teruvis. I said Lechaira Dav Zayin. But the Ritva and the Ran, like we said, they hold that even when the Schach is Tzil Simruba, we're talking about the Schach is Tzil Simruba, and even so, the Ilon, which is Chaim Simruba, are going to Mevatal the Schach under it, because whatever's on top is Mevatal the bottom. But they have a problem. Here we're saying that you need Roiv. The Mishnah on Makaris Akasa Bishbudin is saying you don't need Roiv. Right? That Mishnah, you have Schach Kashu and you have Schach Pasul, and it says you don't need Roiv. Now, what's interesting is what we're going to discuss here. The Ritva and the Ran hold, there's a Machlokes Rishayim and Dafkov Beis, a Machlokes Rashi and Tesis. If you have half Schach and half Avir, is that called Tzil Simruba or is that called Chaim Simruba? Tesis learns up the Gemara there. Half Schach and half Avir is Tzil Simruba. And Rashi holds no. Half Schach and half Avir is called Chaim Simruba. Fine. So the Ritva and the Ran, the way I'm learning, hold like Rashi, that if it's half Schach and half Avir, it's Chaim Simruba. So that's where they have a problem. There, by Mikaris Akasu Bishpudim, all you need is that it should be even the Schach Kasha and Schach Pasul. If you have half Schach Kasha, half Schach Pasul, it's even. Now there, the Schach Pasul aren't being mitzdarif then to make it Tzil Simruba, because if you took away all the Schach Pasul, it would be Pasul. Because half Schach and half Avir is Pasul. You need more Schach than Avir. But once you have half Schach Kasha, half Schach Pasul, then it's already good. How come in our sugya it says you need Rav Schach Kasha, and in that sugya it says half Schach Kasha is good? So both the Ritva and the Ran ask this kasha. They both are mechalik that when the schach is mixed, then you need roiv, and when the schach is side by side, they don't need roiv. But they have two different reasons for it, two completely different reasons why there should be such a chiluk. The Ritva's reason is that the etzim half is good enough. The etzim half is good enough. If you have half schach kasha, half schach basel is good enough. And he says very clearly, the Torah never said that silsim ruv have to come from schach kasha. The Torah says you need to have more covering than Avir. You can't have Avir k'schach. And also you need that there shouldn't be Rav schach basel. Half schach kasher is good. So what's the problem? How come here it says you need Rav? So Zakhtar Ritva, the reason is because if it's side by side, you know whenever you're in this sukkah, there's going to be half schach kasher, half schach basel. Wherever you are in this sukkah, what's shading you is half kasha, half fasal. But when you have all mixed together, then I don't know. Then maybe you're going to be in a place in the sukkah where that particular place is all schach fasal, or rave schach fasal. So that's why you're going to have a problem. So that's why you have to mix it all together and be rave. And what's the pshat? He says clearly, it's not the pshat that it's bottle, because it's absolute bar, it won't be bottle. But since really half is good enough, the only problem is that maybe in this particular place there'll be raiv. When you mix it all together, we don't say in this particular place it's raiv. We say it's spread evenly throughout the sukkah, and then it's good. But it's good because half and half is good. You just need the raiv in order to consider it spread evenly throughout the sukkah. That's the Ritva svar. The Ran says different svar. The Ran says that there's a difference between something which is aimed ba'atzmai. It's Aymed Batzma as Cheshivas, then half is also good enough. But if it's Ma'uruv with the Schach Pasul, it's lacking in Cheshivas, so merely you need Raif. I time it around, but the Schach Pasul is also lacking in Cheshivas. The Schach Pasul doesn't matter how Cheshiv it is. We want to know how Cheshiv the Schach Kasher is. If the Schach Kasher is standing on its own, it's Cheshiv, and half Schach Kasher is good enough. If the Schach Kasher is mixed with the Schach Pasul, it's not Cheshiv, and then you need Raif Schach Kasher. He says, like, that's all Chalei Shemisina. So here's the Vart. Chavatan essentially is really, according to the Ran and the Ritva, that the Skach Kasher is Tzilsa Merubah. Chavatan is essentially just needed that it should be Mevatel, the Skach Kasher. But now that you have Chavatan, now, here, the Ran and the Ritva don't hold like Taisus. It's interesting. Taisus Nemzani is saying that if you need Skach Pasel to help you out to make it Tzilsa Merubah, so you don't have enough Shia for Skach Kasher. You don't have enough Shia for Skach Kasher. So Mamela, you have a problem. You need a Shia of Skach Kasher. It doesn't make a difference if it's Avir or it's Skach Pasel. You need a Shia of Skach Kasher. Here we're talking about, you don't have a Shia of Skach Kasher. The Skach Kasher is Chaim Samruba. That's why you need Chavatna. Chavatna makes a bittel on the Skach Pasel because you have Raiv. It's a Teruvus. You have Raiv, Skach Kasher. So now the Skach Pasel becomes Kasher. Now it can be Mashal Nashir. But the Rishayim all anyway could be Mashal Nashir. The problem with Mitztaref was that when the Schach Kasher is above, it's Pasels, the Schach that's underneath it. So you're going to be sitting on the Schach Pasel. And once you have Vatan, it doesn't pass the Schach underneath it. But the Vart is, in this case, that even when you don't have a Tzilsim Ruba Machmas, the Schach, as long as you have Rav Schach, that's good enough. That's what comes out according to the Ritva and the Ran. Now, they say when it's side by side, even half and half is good enough. When it's together, then you need Raiv, either because, like the Ritva, because you want to make sure that you're sitting under the half and half, and the Raiv makes sure that it's evenly dispersed, or like the Ran, if it's not Be'en, it's not Chashev, then you need Raiv. But when you have Raiv, you don't need Tzilsim Ruba Machmas Eschach itself. So, Kumdais La Halacha, when you have Chavatan, both according to Rashi and Taisus, and according to Ivan the Ran, it works even if the Sukkah, even if the Kasher Eschach alone is not Tzilsim Ruba. According to Rashi and Taisus, the reason why it works is because of Bittul. And the Eschach Pasul also becomes Kasher. Mele have all Eschach Kasher. According to Mele, you have Tzilsim Ruba from the Eschach Kasher, like they Bittul Bereif. According to the Ivan the Ran, the reason why it works is because they hold there's no problem if the Schach Pasel is helping you out with the Shir. That's not a problem. The only problem is if the Schach Pasel is above the Schach Kasher, you move out to the Schach Kasher. But if it's just helping you out in the Shir, that's not a problem. Now the Ari Shainim, the Magen Avraham, learns this way in the Ran and the Rush, but everyone argues in him. He says, that's not in the Ran and the Rush. But the Ari Shainim all the way. The Ramban, which is brought in the Magen Mishnah, Perek Hei, El Chesuk, Alachi Yudeis, and Rebbe Niruchim, and the Siv Ches, Chelik Aleph, and the Magen Avraham brings down the Ramban and Rebbe Niruchim, and the Kolbay and Hilchas Sukkah, which is Shaar Tzion, brings down, that Chavata doesn't work unless you have Tzilsim Ruba from the Schach Kasher. So what's the Pshat? Because they hold that there will be a problem of Mitzdarim Schach Kasher by the Schach Pasel, even when it's Tzilsim Ruba of the Schach Kasher. That's what the whole Pshat in the Gemara is. That the Pshat is that the Schach on top is Mevatel the bottom. And what does Chavata help? That it's not Mevatel the Schach. But they don't go with the chiddush of the Ritva and the Ran that you don't need that the schach kasher on its own is tzilsim ruba. So they hold you need the schach kasher should be tzilsim ruba on its own, and bittul doesn't help. Now the Gemara's kasher was even if the schach kasher is kasher on its own, the schach pasul on top is mevatel the schach kasher. So now you don't have enough schach kasher, and there the answer is you chavatan. So it's not on top. If it's not on top, it's not mevatel. So the chari, you won't have to mix it by even that it's not nicker. And that's what the Ramah brings a shittah, that you don't have to mix it by even that it's not nicker. And there's a shtickel arichus, but basically I'm explaining it the way the Bi'ah Halacha brings down from the Chavin Meish and the Mam and Mordechai. This is how I understand it. That the Rishainim that say it doesn't have to be ma'uriv in a way that it's not nicker, they're the ones that hold that it has to be Tzilsim Ruba. So when the Schach Kasher is Tzilsim Ruba, so what could possibly be the problem? That the schach pasul on top is mevatelit? Okay, now you lower it. Now it's on the same level. It's not mevatelit. So it doesn't have to be any nicker. As long as it's not on top being mevatelit, that alone makes it one schach, and then it's not a problem anymore. So that's what the Bi'ah Halacha says, l'maskana, that when you have the schach kasher being tzilsim ruba, and the schach pasul lowered, but not mixed, but even that it's teruvus and not be'en, so then, according to Rashi and Taisus, is good because they stamol. That anytime the schach kasher is tzilsim ruba, it's good no matter what. And according to the Rishainim, he brings the Rashi Mekudshi Rabbeinu Peretz and holds that Chavatam doesn't need to be Ma'ariv, so it's good because once you have the Schach Kashu on its own Tzilsim Merubah, so what could possibly be the problem? You don't have to make it Eina Be'en. It's only when the Schach Kashu is Chamsim Merubah on its own and you need the help of the Schach Pasul, so then you need, it has to be Ma'ariv. According to Rashi and Taisis, they'll make it work to be Mvatal B'Rayv. And according to the Ran and Dvah, it's not really a problem if they both do it together, but you need the bittul because since it's not aim of the atzma, it's not chashiv, that's why you need raiv, ukadayma. So the Mishibur is machmal kapanam lechatchila that the schach kashi should be tzilsim ruba, like the Rishaynim, like we said, the Ramban, the Bein Yeruchim, and the Kolbay, even though Rashi and Taisu were paskin the chamsh ruba is good as bittul, and the Ridvah and the Ran were paskin chamsh ruba is good because it's okay to be mitzdarif, but he's being machma for a couple of Rishaynim that say that no, you need to be a Silsim Ruba, but in that case of a Silsim Ruba, you don't have to be Ma'arvit Ba'ifin that the Schach Pasul is not Nikr, because why would you have to do that? Sai according to Rashi is good because Tam Silsim Ruba is good, and Sai according to the Rash Mikutsu Menu Peretz is good, because what should possibly be the problem? You have a Shir of Schach Kosher, and you have nothing on top of it being Mevatalit. Now, Taisus brings right from Makaris Ukasa Bishpudim that whenever you have enough Schach Kosher on its own steam, it itself is Silsim Ruba, the Schach Pasul doesn't Pasul. Now, there's a Machlaikis, like we said. So Machlaikis Yishenim and Dafchav Beis. If you have half Schach Pasul and half Schach Kosher, is that called Silsim Ruba? Taisus is going Lishitasei. Taisus holds in half Schach Kosher, half Schach Pasul, Silsim Ruba. So Makaris Akasa Bishbudim, half schach and half aver is Silsim Ruba. So Taisus says, okay, so that's the Pshat of Makaris Akasa Bishbudim, because you have enough Silsim Ruba without it. So that's why Taisus sees in Makaris Akasa Bishbudim that when you have Silsim Ruba on its own, Schach Pasul doesn't Pasul. The Ridvah and the Ran, they hold the Pshat of Makaris Akasa Bishbudim is more. They hold like Rashi, that when you have half schach and half aver, it's chamsim ruba, it's pasul. The schach pasul is taka helping you out. But that's what they hold, it's not a problem. If you have half schach and half aver, that's chamsim ruba, that's a psul. If you have a tzilsim ruba that comes mikayach, the schach pasul loss, that's fine. As long as it's not raiv. So you don't need bittul b'raiv to pasul when you have raiv schach kasher. To kasher, I mean when you have raiv schach kasher. But the Magen Avraham in Siman Tafresh Chavav Sifkan Beis has a problem with the Rush. Because the Rush holds in Daf Chav Beis that when it's half Schach and half Aver, it's Taka Pasul. But still the Rush is quoting Taisus. He brings his Raya from Makaris Kasa Bishpudim. Whenever you have enough Schach that it's still smooth on its own, the Schach Pasul is a Pasul. But Makaris Kasa Bishpudim, according to the Rush, you don't have enough to be still smooth on its own. So what is he bringing? So that's a problem with the Rush. So the Magen Avraham says that he wants to learn, we'll have to see the Gemara there, that Maskani Itaka need more Schach Kasher and Schach Pasul. So the Melech would stim that they have Rav Schach Kasher, so that's a Vada called Tzilsim Ruba. It will be the same Kasher and Rishaynim that hold that it's only Mutta by Tzilsim Ruba. Like we said, they don't hold of the Heter of Bittul. They also don't hold of the Ridvah and the Ran that you're allowed to have Schach Pasul being Mitzayev together with your Schach Kasher to make it Silsim Ruba. What do they do with Makaris Kasa Bishbudim? If like Taisus, it's good, because Makaris Kasa Bishbudim, you have Silsim Ruba on its own. But if they hold like Rashi, so what do? If you have half and half, you're telling me it's Silsim Ruba. I mean, if you have half and half, you're telling me it's Chamsim Ruba, so then why would the Schach, why would Makaris Pshashim be good if it's half and half, unless you say the Magen Avraham, that in the end, you need Taka Raiv. Now one more Nakuda. Rashi brings the pshat, he says it's a tais, that chavata means that you cut it off. That you cut it off, he says it's a tais. Now what does it mean, hakam ha'eskein shavata means that you cut it off. So he says, so first of all, he doesn't like that chavata means cutting it off, chavata means lowering it, but he says, because what are you going to say? It says, imo yisichach mehar b'mehen, oisha katzitzan. So if sichach harman only works by chavatan, which means cutting it off, so that's katzitzan. If you said Oisha Katzitzan, Vais Tais V'Sich Harman, you weren't Katzitzan. And also, if you were Katzitzan, why didn't you Sich Harman? That's Rashi saying, Smamsha Pella, how could you learn Chavata Mi Katzitzan? But the truth is, the one that does learn that way is the Rambam. The Rambam Pirish Mishnai says, Im Hoyas Sich Harman Ksher B'Tnai She Yokatz Aysam, Shem Loi Katzitzam, Mitzdarev Schach Kashel Schach Pasel Upsula. Clearly, the Rambam is quoting Agamara. That's only by Sichaim, it's only by Chavatan, and he's Taichi Chavatan Yaket Saisam. And then he says, Oidam Aisha Katsasang Shay, but Tnai Shinanei Aisan. Now the Rambam in Yan also says pretty clearly, Hilchasuka Perakei Alacha Yigimel, he says, Eir of Davish and Mesachim by Bedavish A Mesachim by Vesich Bishneim, Afisha Kashi Yesha al Apostle Psula. He says, if you're mixing Schach Pasul with Schach Kashu, even though there's more Kashu than Pasul, it's Pasul. Where do you get this from? Taina de Kesev Mishnah, because that's how we learn Zay Gemara. Chavatan means that you were Katsatsan. So if it's Pasul, so this is the biggest Chumrah. If it's Pasul, even if you have Tzilsim Ruba of Schach Kashu and you have Rav Schach Kashu, it's still Pasul. You need Katsatsan. So what's Aisha Katsasan? So the Kesher Mishnah says like this. If Sichach movement it works only by Katsasan, Aisha Katsasan means together with Nanua. That's what the Ram Pish Mishnah reads. Katsasan means together with Nanua. Abbeis Hashem, we get to that Mishnah, we'll be Marich more a little bit on the Rambam there.